Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jim.
Spindell, I got some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
The GOAT, they call her.
Uh-huh.
G-O-A-T.
Yeah.
Of OnlyFans has retired.
Oh, no.
This is her last week of sending out pictures.
Oh, Spindell.
Yep.
She's made
$67 million in 3 years.
Wow.
Karina Koff is done. The GOAT.
The GOAT.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
I don't know who she is.
No, I don't either.
Karina Koff, they put this out yesterday that she is considered the greatest of all time, man,
yeah,
when it comes to OnlyFans. I thought there were some celebrities that were making like $200 million. They said she made $67 million in 3 years.
I know that oh my God, now I can't remember her name. She was married to the basketball player.
Pippen.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was right off the top. So Larsa Pippen, she shows her feet a lot.
I'm not into feet, no.
Because I watch Real Housewives of Miami, and she's always taking pictures of her feet.
for it to sell?
To post on OnlyFans. Yeah, it's very awkward. But she also does some, like, look over your shoulder at my butt kind of stuff.
Yeah. Who buys a foot picture?
I don't know.
Mean, come on.
She was sitting on the couch, and she had her feet crossed, and she was taking pictures, and all the girls were like, Larsa, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm going to post this on Only. You watch. I'll make like $1 million.
Wow. Isn't it amazing, though? This girl has made $67 million selling pictures and videos over the last 3 years.
And does she get totally nude?
Oh, yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, big time.
You need to be a customer.
Way more than just totally nude. Well,
maybe she'll hold off on retirement.
Does she have relations?
Yeah.
With men? Man.
Yeah.
On the camera?
How do you know this?
That's what most of these OnlyFans girls are doing that.
I thought it was just always pictures in lingerie.
No.
So I didn't know it was porn sites.
Their profile will have like pictures of them in like lingerie to like entice you.
Yeah.
But then the actual content that they're selling is them having relations.
Videos.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I swear on the Bible, I never knew that.
I've always thought it was somewhat innocent.
I didn't,
it was just creepy people looking at girls that are in lingerie is what I thought it was.
I pictured like the Fredericks of Hollywood catalog in my head.
I think like Larsa Pippen, for example, she's so famous that she can rely on just doing feet pictures and not have the relation videos.
Oh, because so many people are fans
of
hers.
But most of them are doing the relation
videos. I didn't know they were actually having relations on this page.
Jamie, do you realize how good this makes me and you sound that we don't know? Now, these two sound like creeps.
Right?
Yeah, but you and I sound so wholesome right now.
Well, yeah, I didn't
do
actually know.
Because we had no idea. I've never been on an OnlyFans site.
And it's funny because I thought it was kind of innocent, too. Like, I thought in my head, well, if I knew that my boyfriend was on, OnlyFans, I wouldn't be that mad. Like, it's weird that you can't spend your money somewhere else. But that's fine. I didn't know he was watching full-blown porn.
Yeah, I thought it was crop tops and some girl bent over to feed her dog.
No, that's just to drag you in, man. Yeah.
Wow. Peter dog. We get it. We don't need it. We don't need a reenactment.
Crop top and some lady to.
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.